Now, this morning, I just felt led to pray for all who are in some form of leadership position. I didn't do that yesterday because I didn't receive. So this morning, I received. So if you are a leader of a ministry, of a cell group, of an outreach, and even I'm talking about marketplace leaders. I know many of you serve in a marketplace in various capacity. So if you consider yourself a leader, some sort of a ministry, I want you to raise your hands. I'm sure there are more than that, yes. And if you are a full-time staff, you are also a leader, all right? Yes, yeah. So raise your hands. And I just, during the service, I just felt that the Holy Spirit is pouring His new wine. Amen. A new wine. Right. And in order for us to retain the new wine, we need to have what? New wine skin. Amen. So I'm going to pray for all of you, including myself. I say, God, I need a new wine skin for the next season. All the things that I know in the past doesn't work anymore. All right. I don't care whether you are 50, you have served for 50 years, but God has new things. All right. Yeah. So, like I say, as I pray, you lift up your hands. You lift up your hands and you say, God, I want to be the new wine skin to receive the new wine for the next season. Holy Spirit, we are here for you only. Lord, the reason we are serving is because you are the reason. We are not serving for our own needs. We are not serving for our own ambitions because our ambition is nothing. But God, we are here as a leader in a leadership capacity simply because you have called us. You have called us to serve you in a particular ministry, O God. And every ministry is important. Every ministry is important in your eyes, O God. We are not here to compare with one another. But if we want to compare, we will compare ourselves with you, O Lord. Lord, because your standard is very high. And we cannot continue to lead and minister in the same old way, God. Lord, so today, Holy Spirit, we say, we will have a new wineskin. We will choose to have a new wineskin, O God. And everything that's not from you, O God, though it may have been good in the last few years, Lord, but if there need to be a change, O God, Father, we say we are willing. And even as we are changed, Lord, into new wineskin, Father, today, we receive the new wine. Hallelujah. We receive the new wine, O God. The new wine will be inside of us, saturated in us, O God, into our very being, so that the outflow, Lord, will totally be of the Spirit, Lord. Lord, we need an inflow. But God, we are not the Dead Sea. But God, as we receive, we will give. And what we give, O God, will be creative. What we give, O God, Father, will be from you. So today I pray for new strategy, O God. New strategy in the name of Jesus. That we will, as leaders, we will be open. We will open to what you have for us. And God, when we do it, O God, it will bring you great pleasure. And we will see fruitfulness in every area of the ministry that we are serving. We give you thanks, Lord Jesus. And all this we pray in your mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now, we are in the, technology era, right? So all of us are very familiar with voicemail. Imagine you call heaven, you call Father God, and you receive a voicemail from heaven. So I want you to imagine what it will be like. Right? So please listen to me. Right? So you call heaven, and what happened? You imagine and you hear the following. Thank you for calling heaven. For English, press 1. For Mandarin, press 2. For Tamil, press 3. For Malay, press 4. For all other languages, press 0. Please select one of the following options. Press 1 for request. Press 2 for thanksgiving. Press 3 for complaint. Press 4 for all other inquiries. This is a reply you get. I'm sorry, all of our angels and saints, they are busy helping other sinners right now. However, your prayer is important to us, and we will answer in the order it is received. Please stay on the line. If you'd like to speak to God, press 1. You want to speak to Jesus, press 2. You want to speak to the Holy Spirit, press 3. If you'd like to hear King David sing a psalm whilst you are holding, press 4. To find a loved one that has been assigned to heaven, press 5. then enter his or her NRIC number, followed by the hex sign. If you receive a negative response, please hang up and try area code 666. For reservation. I always have this problem of pronouncing this word. For reservation, please enter J-O-H-N, followed by the number 316. For answer to nagging questions about dinosaur, the age of the earth, life on other planet, and where Noah Ark is, please wait until you arrive. Other computers show that you have already prayed today. Please hang up and try again tomorrow. The office is now closed for the weekend to observe a religious holiday. Please pray again on Monday at 9:30 a.m. If you are calling after office hours and need emergency assistance, please contact your local pastor. Thank you and have a heavenly day. Yeah, so this morning I'll be talking about hearing and obeying God, and my verse will be from John 10:27 to 28. It says here, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." So, dear friends, today we will be talking about not all of the 5 points because of time constraint. So I will talk about means of communication. All right, there are 7 of them. There may be more, but I group them into 7 means of communication, 7 ways that we can hear God. Right, and I will talk about common hindrances to hearing God, and of course, I will talk about essentials to hearing God. Right, yeah. So let's talk about the 7 ways that we can hear God. Right, 7 ways. Number 1 is what I call the Logos. Right, through His Word. That means the Bible, the Logos, is the standard, is God's standard. And God speaks through His Word. So we have to study the Bible. We have to meditate the Bible. We have to take time to know what God is saying about Himself, about us, about the people, and so forth. All right, yeah. So that is the Logos. And out of the Logos, there's another way that God speaks. It's what I call the Rhema. Rhema. All right, yeah. So these are the verses that, like I said, to show that the Bible is our standard. But I will have no time to read all the verses. While I'm talking, you can read yourself. Thank you very much. Yes. So we call the Rhema. What is Rhema? Rhema is spirit-to-spirit communication. That's what we call the spirit talk. All right, yeah. So all of us here, if we have been Christian for a long time, we will realize that many a time, Rhema, God speaks to us through the Rhema. It is the inspired word of God. All the word of God is inspired, but Rhema is the word of God that literally speaks to you at that particular moment of your time when you need it. I remember when I was called into full-time ministry, after working 16 years in the bank, I was approached by my pastor, and they asked me whether I have a full-time call and so forth. Right? So I know that God has been preparing me. That is another long story. And so I said yes, but I was still quite apprehensive. Because after working 16 years in the bank, I tell you, just to jump into the church, it's a bit scary. And I remember in my quiet time, as I read Proverbs 3:5-6, right? You know, right? Proverbs 3:5-6. And literally, that was a rhema for me, right? Yeah, many a time I read the word of God, but that particular instance, God say, "You trust me in all your ways, I'll make your path straight, I will provide for you." Right, so the rest is history. So I want to rejoice and say, this is my 30th year of full-time ministry. Hey, that's a long time, right? But many more years to go, I hope. Yes. Now, let me continue. Yeah, so we see here that there are certain things that, like I said, in the Word of God, that you don't have to pray about it. Sometimes we can use prayer as a cop-out. You know, cop-out? Like we are not interested to give an answer. And many a time, all right, we pastor experience that. The person say, "I will be praying about it." When your member say, "I'll be praying about it," you can forget about him. Forget him or her, all right? Because actually it's a no. I'd rather you tell me no. You tell me no, you give me a reason, I will accept it. All right, yeah. So, like I said, we do not have to pray, "God, do I go to church?" No need. Right? Yeah, you know to say that. Yeah. Okay, let me go back there. All right, the verses are there. All right, you don't have to pray that I should go to church. You can pray, "God, which church should I go?" Yes, you can pray that. All right, because going to a church is very important, belonging to a church. So you can pray. You don't have to pray and say, "God, should I marry a non-believer?" No need. Right? The word of God is very clear in Corinthians, say, do not be unequally yoked. I remember when I was running cells and I was trying to get homes for cell group, and I met this couple. I was told that they are moving to that particular area where I am overseeing at a wedding. So I was very excited. So I met the wife. The husband was not around. And I asked the wife, I said, oh, by the way, are you keen? Do you want to open your house for cell group? That means, do you want to be a host? Right? And she said, you guess what? Pastor Chris, I shall pray about it. And you know, I answer her. I say, actually, no need now. God sure say yes. Because I cannot think of a reason why God would say no. Right? Because it is God's interest, right? Right? So, actually, the answer is no. I would have been more glad if she say, oh, Cynthia, let me go home and discuss with my husband. I consult my husband, we come back to you. Yes. So, anybody, if anybody asks you, right, do you want to open a cell group or something like that? All right, so remember what Cynthia said, don't pray about it. Your answer should be a yes or a no. That's all. Yes, yes. So quickly, so we talk about rhema, right? And the rhema are the spontaneous thoughts, all right? So there's another way God talk to us. Thoughts from my heart are spontaneous, right? So this morning I was sitting there, you know, and suddenly the Lord say, new wine skin, new wine lah. Then I say, for who, God? For the leaders. So I'm simply obeying, you know. I always tell the Lord, no, if God can use a donkey, you know donkey, right? You all go and read, I think Numbers or what? Donkey, to talk, to what? To convey a message to Balaam, no, that horrible prophet, no, right? Horrible prophet. Prophet can be horrible also, right? Yes, and so what? No, he can use a donkey. I say, God, surely you can use me. Because I'm human, I'm not a donkey. But the very fact that you can use a donkey, you can use me. So my job is simply, like a transmitter, you know, right? I hear, I speak. All right, whether people respond or not, I come to that point, I don't care. No? Right? For me, I say, I just simply being obedient. What? If the people don't respond to you, God, to your message, nothing I can do. All right, so you go and deal with them. Right? Yeah. So I believe that even as so that's why my title is what? Hearing and obeying. Many of us are hearing. I know you are hearing, but we lack obedience. We lack obedience. Right? Because we are, many reasons, many reasons that we lack obedience. We give 1,001 reasons. And let me tell you, like I said, how can we be used by God? All right? So everybody say, if God can use a donkey, surely he can use me. Yes. So those of you who say that, I believe God can use you more. Amen. Yes. So let me quickly. So spontaneous thoughts are the voice of the Spirit. And it can be a thought, it can be an idea, it can be a word, it can be a feeling, it can be a vision. So forth. Yes. So secondly, he speaks to us through prayer. Do you see that? Listening prayer. All right. So be like Samuel. Remember Samuel? All right. Samuel, when God called him, actually he didn't know. Three times he thought it was Eli. He thought it was Eli. And finally, the fourth time he said, he got it. And he told God, God, speak, your servant listen. I like that. Right. Because the very fact he said, God, you speak, he acknowledged that God is God. God is Lord. And he say, your servant listen. You know why he say your servant or not? Because what? He's saying that, yes, yeah, we are the children of God, you know, all kind of thing, right? But when God speak, actually, we are the servant. Servant means what? If I hear what God speak, I will obey, right? You all have, you have maid, you have helper in the house, right? When you give instruction, does your helper argue with you or not? Huh? You say you want to cook this way. Your helper say, no, I want to cook other way. So next month, got new helper. Yes. You see or not? Yes. Yeah. So in the same way, Samuel got the posture. How many of us got the posture? When God speaks to us, we give a 1,001 reason. Wow, that's a song, right? 1,001 reason. Yeah. But anyway, right. We give 1,000 reason why we cannot. Right. So remember, last week, Pastor Daniel, we spoke a powerful sermon about the lying in the head. I tell you, that was prophetic, you know. Right, because I think the first two services he didn't say. I was at 10:45, he said what? He's not crossing the line, you know. He said lying in the head. And many of you today have lying in the head. All right. You are sitting there, you say, I've been in this church for 50 years. Maybe you are one of the pillar of the church, one of the founder. I don't know. I joined this church less than 20 years. This will be my 18th year in Coos. Not 80 lah. 1-8 lah. 1-8. In case you think 80, I look very young. Right. Right. Anyway, yes. Yeah, so to me is that, you may be the being in the church, you may be the pastor of the church, I don't care. The fact is that when God speaks, do you obey or not? Yeah, so today, hearing and obeying God. Right, hearing and obeying God. Right, yes. So let me continue. Yeah, so he speak to us through prayer. I remember I went to IHOP. IHOP, there are two IHOP in Kansas City, International House of Pancake and International House of Prayer. By the way, I visited both lah, because I also like pancake, right? But I spent 10 days in IHOP. What do I do there? Literally, I do nothing, right? I will spend about maybe 7 to 8 hours, right? I had the privilege of staying in somebody's house near IHOP within walking distance. So every morning I go there, I just sit. Right, they have 24/7 prayer worship conducted by Mike Bickle. It's amazing. He has done it for 24 hours. Not 24 hours, for 20 over years, Chris. 24/7, no, they are so committed now in this area. I just sit there. I can't sing many of the songs because the songs are all prophetic. They compose their own song. All right, I sit there in the presence of God. And what was I thinking? I was engaging in listening prayer. I just pour my heart out. I say at that time, my kidney function was below 20%. Doctors say, prepare for dialysis soon, or not, you will not be on this earth. Right? Yes. Right. And I knew my time was running out. Running out, you know, right? Running out. And I told God, what do you have to say to me? I wish I can report to you that I had a vision of Jesus coming down with two kidneys, new kidney, and put it in my stomach, in my ear, right? And I can report to you that I'm healed. But the very fact that I'm still having kidney dialysis 3 times a week, that show that I'm not healed yet. I say yet, Yes. So I'm still expecting healing, right? So, but the Lord did not say that. But what did he say? He said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. And another thing that he said, I shall be with you in every step of the way. Right, so that reassured me. That reassured me, so I continue to serve God, continue to do whatever I can with the strength that God has given me. Yeah, so we need to be like Samuel when we go to the Lord, right? And thirdly, the way he speaks to us is dreams, vision, and trances. Right, yeah. Is that number three? Yeah. Dreams, vision, and trances. Now, I want to talk a bit about the vision. On Wednesday night, I was kept awake in the night, and I have vision of all of you, of the church, of Church of our Savior. And I the vision was, before I can share about the vision, I remembered the altar call that was given last Sunday by Pastor Daniel, right? He talked about the breath of God, and he prayed for the north, south, east wind over the bones and all that, and he became a living being. But you know that is not enough. If we are just a living being, we are just taking some air, but we are not doing anything. But I felt that I saw that all of you are in battle array. That means you are dressed for battle. You are in fact in a military uniform. That means that God is raising an army of God. And many of you are dressed for battle, and you are taking your position. Because all of us have different positions. All of us. And you are in position for what? For warfare. Everybody say warfare. Only this side. This side had to wake up. Yeah. Warfare. All right. All of you in warfare. But sad to say, I have to report, some of them are not in battle uniform and they look clueless. You know, right? You know, clueless, not? They look around now. Hey, they say, Cynthia, what is happening? How come got bullets here and there? How come I, you know, right? They are clueless. Probably because what? They are confused. Right? They are in dire need. Right? They are wrapped up in their own problem. They don't know what is happening. But there is hope. Because the rest of us, I saw the rest of you going to the people who are clueless and say, come on, we are dressed for battle. What can I do for you? No, let's encourage one another. Let's spur one another to good works. Amen. So is there hope for this church or not?
Yes.
Oh, very good. One more time. Is there hope?
Yes.
So last year, Pastor Daniel also said, right, because I said 2 times, I can remember his sermon. In fact, I can preach his sermon. Oh, yeah. He said, right, can one church make a difference? Now he showed you the graph, right? Right? Huh? He said, can one church make a dent or something like that? Right? I ask you, can one man or woman make a difference?
Yes,
can. Right? Now, in the prayer ministry, right? Because prayer is also my passion, right? Prayer ministry, there is somebody that's saying, this one not my quote, I just repeat. They say, history belongs to the intercessor. Right? Now that I'm a pastor, I'm no more like intercessor in the prayer ministry, so-called, heading the ministry, but I realize I want to change that, History do not only belong to the intercessor. Yes, intercession is important. I say history belong to any person that is obeying God and willing to pay the price. I repeat that. Right? So you, If you are obedient to God and you say, God, whatever it takes, if you tell me to do it, I will do it. No resources, no people, but I will start it. All right? So history belongs to the people who are fully committed to the Lord, obedient to God, right? And then they are willing to pay the cost. Amen. Yeah, though we can change history. Huh? Yes. So quickly, let me go. Hey, did I tell you about the vision? I already said that. Number four. Number four is coincidences and circumstances. Coincidence and circumstances. So this one, I want to share you. It will take some time, but it's very important, I feel. Right. So many years ago, I received a call while I was sitting like all of you, and the pastor was appealing for two intercessors to go to Uganda for 6 months. It's a very short period, 6 months only. 6 months is not long, right? Yeah. So they go to Uganda for 6 months to raise a prayer group, you know, to help the churches there. Right, so I heard the voice of God telling me, Cynthia, you say yes. So I start my argument, like I told you, right? I didn't even pray about it, no. So straight away, I said, God, no. I said, God, I've been to mission many times. I went to Johannesburg. I even went to do church planting in Zambia for two over years. You know, I've been to Ho Chi Minh. You know, it's like I said, because of the church that I'm from, normally they will send. And normally those singles will be sent out. Because got no family to go along, no family to take care, right? So anyway, I say, I think maybe you ask others. Uganda, I also have been to Uganda. Why should I go again? Right, because I went to Uganda before for a short period. And you know, I couldn't sleep. Day and night, I tell you, I'm thinking about Uganda. Right? So I say, God, this is terrible. So I had no peace, you know. You don't obey God, let me tell you, you are restless, you have no peace. So those of you, when God is talking to you and you don't obey, all these are the very signs. You can hardly sleep, you know. I was in a mess, a great mess. Then I remember where I was in the bus in the Upper Thompson Road area. The bus was empty. All right, Upper Thompson area is not a tourist area. So you don't see many tourists. Right, you see all the residents. But I remember I was in I was seated alone and the bus was almost empty. And lo and behold, a black man. When I say black man, is an African. I know by looking at him, he's an African. So the African man came up to me and he could have sat at other place, no? But he decided to sit beside me. Right. So he plunked inside me and then he turned to me and smiled at me, no? Eyeball to eyeball. And I knew when I look at him, you know what God is saying? You can't run away. I want you to go Uganda. Because Uganda, you know, there are black people there, right? Right. So I said, but I still resist. Right? And finally, like I said, I was rebuked by God. So the next few days, I was staying in Yishun there, going to the church office. As I was walking, I heard another voice. That is God. And God said, Cynthia, you have an Isaac. Yeah. So I said, I knew it's God's voice. I said, Isaac. First of all, I got no boyfriend, no Isaac. Right? I don't even have a male friend named Isaac. I said, God, who is Isaac? And then God said two words, you know. He didn't tell me who's my Isaac, but he said, you know. And dear friend, do you know that I know? Right? And you know who's my Isaac? Right? Because at that time, I was trying to complete my theological degree. I had two modules, and in 6 months that year, if I complete that two modules in 6 months, I would have graduated with a Bachelor of Theology. Right? And I just love taking photographs with that hat, with the certificate. Right? So that was my Isaac. Right? Because I knew if I had gone to Uganda, because the Uganda is how many? 6 months. If I had gone to Uganda, no time to finish the exam, right? And then what? I have to wait for another year. So, dear friends, why am I trying to tell you this? Do you know the good things? A theological study is good, you know? It's good for all of us, right? It will equip us to be a minister of God, right? But that good thing can be an Isaac. So this morning, do you have an Isaac? Something that is good, right? Sometimes we talk about idol, it's like sinful thing, you know? Right? Idol, shopping, gluttony, you know, gambling, or this idol, right? Yeah. So do you know that your family can be an idol? Oops. Oh dear, I said that. Yeah. Can be. Right. Family is a good thing. Husband and wife, children, all this. But they can be an idol. Right. So what happened? I cried. Right. So straight away, by the time I reached the office, I called. Right. I called the pastor in charge. And I say, I am ready to go anytime. Right. And then I couldn't go yet because they couldn't find another person. But thank the Lord, I think about 2 months later, they found somebody, and I went for 6 months, and I'm here to report, the 6 month ministry in Uganda was the best time of mission, right? And I want to tell you, normally we go to villages, all right? We don't go to the city, we go to the village church, and we stay with them, with the local. And I remember in one service, I must share you this to bring excitement. I remember in one service, we were worshiping God, and the lady came with the crutches. All right, yeah, crutches, and then she come, a black lady came with the crutches, she couldn't walk, right, and by the time I came up to preach, the leader came to me and said, hey, pastor, there is a testimony. Oh, I said, what testimony? Haven't preached yet, all right, and you know the lady was healed during the worship service. She threw away the crutches, right, and I think one day I want to see this happening in Cruz, right, yeah. And I say after that, I think I know it to preach. The people were so full of faith, but still had to preach. Yes. Yeah, so you see that. I tell you, I got many stories. And even I saw demons. I saw even an angel, a warfare angel that came with a big sword. Okay, cannot tell. Take a lot of time. Okay, yeah, yes, let me go on. Yeah. Wonderful things happened. And I say, God, I thank you that finally I went to Uganda. I had a wonderful time. All right, number five. Okay. Number five is what we call a check in the spirit, spiritual prompting. This is what all of you, I believe, all of you have experienced. Right. So this one is a recent one. About a year ago, the IHD. For those of you who do not know what it's IHD, the newcomers, it's Inner Healing and Deliverance Ministry. Right. It was expanding in Coos, and there was a lot of responsibility. And due to my health, I cannot fulfill that much. Right. So I was one Tuesday morning. I remember I sat in my OSIM chair. Right. And I waited upon the Lord, and I said, God, I really need help. I need a capable person to oversee a certain important role. Right. Who can I ask? And you know, I just said that, and in the split second, the Lord gave me a picture of him. It's a he, by the way. A picture and the name, Right, it was so fast, and then I knew it's a Lord. But then I began to talk to the Lord. I said, God, this person has a full-time job, right? And I don't think he wants to take more responsibility. Am I hearing you right now? Right, but I felt the prompting of the Lord, right? So I text him, because this person had taken a few months leave for a personal matter, right? So I text him now, and I said, by the way, have you completed your leave? You leave from the work now. And the answer say, I have just resigned. Amen. So he's the right person. Because when he resigned, he got more time, right? So quickly, I invited him to dinner on Thursday. And I tell you, when I told him about the need in this IHD ministry, right, without hesitation, he said, yes, pastor, I am more than willing to serve God more. Because now is the time I want to serve God more. Amen. Right, so I want to encourage those of you leaders, especially they're asking God for resources and all that. Now, right, you can seek the Lord, right, and God can give you a flash of a person picture, of his name. And what you do is that you go and connect with the person, and you'll see what God can do for you. Amen. Yeah. So this is very recent, about a year ago, only, right? And now he's serving so faithfully. Let me go on. That is check in the spirit. That is number five, right? Yes. So number six is what I call the language of the spirit. Right? Yeah. I cannot speak this in detail because I do a workshop on this. It's called the language of the spirit. All right. So God uses our five natural senses. You agree or not? Right? Our eyes, vision, sight and vision, hearing and sound perception, the touch, the taste and the smell. Right, so I cannot elaborate here because of the sake of time, but definitely, like I said, when we have these five natural senses, the word of God says in Hebrews that we need to what? We need to practice more often. Because when you practice more often, like I say, you will know the language of the Spirit. So I will give you two quotations. Is it there? Oh, okay, the next one. Right, yeah. This is the verse. Right, and I think this is one of Pastor Derek Hong's favorite verse also, Hebrews 5:14. Right, so Cho Yong-ki say, the language of the Spirit is dreams and vision. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so dream and vision is common. No, all of us should be having vision. Right, not only certain people. Right, yeah. Right, yeah. So some of you say, I can't see. Every time you come up here, you say, oh, pastor, pray for me. I can't hear, I can't see. You have to repent. Right, you have to repent and renounce that you can't hear and can't see. Then I pray for you. Right, yeah. Because every time you say you can't hear and can't see, the devil said, yes, I make sure you can't hear and can't see. But you can. Amen. Everybody say, I can hear and see. Yes, you can. It's a matter of practice, right? And secondly, The watchman say what? The picture is the Holy Spirit memory. Is that it? Yeah. The scripture, right? Picture is the Holy Spirit memory. Yes, that wonderful, right? So let us use our natural and supernatural tool God has given us to see what He is doing. And lastly, of course, we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, gift of the Holy Spirit, right? So this is where Church of Our Savior, thank the Lord, we have the liberty to exercise word of knowledge, prophecy, and all that. Right, so this is So now that we know several ways God speaks to us, we need to take time and effort to seek God and listen to Him. It means that we need to have the right antenna. Right, to the channel. So it's important to have the right antenna. Yes. So what are the common hindrances? Common hindrances, I will not elaborate, but it's self-explanatory. First of all, hidden sin. Because sin separates us from God. Yeah, so hidden sin and disappointment with God. Yeah, this one is very important, no? Right, because I always remember, hope deferred make the heart sick. When my heart is sick, definitely very hard to hear God. Yeah, because your heart is sick, right? So how can a sick heart hear clearly from God? Right, yeah, so you have to deal with your disappointment. Right, have I my own share of disappointment? Many, right? Got time, you bring me out for dinner, I tell you all my disappointment. But I have what? I have gone through the grief and loss many times. Right, every disappointment, I go to the Lord, cry. Right, God heal me, and then let's continue with life. Yeah, that's the way. Right, don't stay in your disappointment. I tell you, it's the attack of the enemy. You know, many people backslide. Right now, I remember also there is a Project Sheep loss. Project of the lost sheep, lost coin. Lost coin, lost sheep. All the same. Right, all need. Yes, yeah. And I tell you. Right, disappointment. I tell you, if you speak to a backslider many times, they will say, that if I can meet a backslider here, I tell you, right, if they tell me they are disappointed with the pastor, with the cell leader, no, ultimately I say, did the pastor die for you or not? Did he hang on the cross? Did your cell leader hang on the cross? Yeah, Jesus hang on the cross for you, right? Yeah, so there's no excuse, right? I backslide. Because I was disappointed, right? Yeah. So they need healing, And then we have number three, having mindset of idols in our heart, right? So some of us have this mindset, the unresolved grief and offense, all right? So if you can't hear God, sign up with IHD. I tell you, after the Holy Spirit zap you and clean you, I tell you, your antenna will be so squeaky clean, you can hear direct from heaven. I tell you, yes, I believe, right? So IHD is not for people who are depressed and suicidal only, Right, no, IHD is part of sanctification. All right, I know some pastors don't agree with me, but since I'm here, right, IHD is part of sanctification process. All right, justification, sanctification, and glorification. Pastor Joel, you believe or not? I think only Pastor Joel. I think he only agree with me, Right? Yeah. So all of us need IHD. Right. Yeah. So I thank God, Power Encounter, the Power Encounter we have. We have some IHD there. Thank the Lord. Okay? Yes. And then over-dependence on mind and reasoning. Some of us, we need to understand before we obey. Dear friends, you don't need to understand. You are not God. Let me repeat that. Many of them say, I don't understand. Well, to me, the word of God say, what? Worship God, right? Pay your tithe to God. Right? I don't have to understand. I just do it. Right? Understanding can come later. Obedience cannot. I repeat. Understanding can come later. Right, for those of you new believers, understanding can come later. Obedience cannot. The Lord has taught me. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Right? Because I cried, I disobeyed God. It was a delayed obedience, actually disobedience. Yes. And then of course demonic oppression. Definitely can't hear God. Alright. So you come, we'll cast all the evil spirit out, and I tell you, you can hear God. Right? Then lastly, essentials to hearing God is time and effort. Right, you go and read the quotation by D.L. Moody. Right, time and effort is important. And you need the 3 S. Solitude, silence, and stillness lead to revelation. You need to carve out time for God. Right? And lastly, submission and humility. This is very important. Right? Submission and humility, you need to have a soft and willing heart. Right? Most of us, we know the word of God. What we lack is obedience. That's why James said, right? Be a doer of God's word. And then the Hebrew word is there, right? I will not attempt to pronounce, I got 10 minutes. Okay. I did it pronounce, right? You see the word there? The Old Testament word for here, right? So basically, when you read that, all I'm trying to say that listening and obeying in God's eye, they are the two sides of the same coin. You understand? That means in God's ear, in God's vocabulary, listening and obeying, they are synonymous. They are synonymous. Right? Yeah. So God expects us, when we hear, for us to go and change. Yes. John Maxwell say, all right, yeah, okay. Yeah, how can I change because of what I have heard, right? So John Maxwell, he says, eventually the Lord will bring us to a place where we have little choice but to stop, listen, and obey. Listen, talk about, all right? And there's another quotation there. Yeah, so that is also a good quotation, right? So I'm going to end, I'm going to conclude soon, right? But my conclusion is very long, Yeah, just to prepare you, So in case you're going out for lunch, hold on first. I have almost 10 minutes. Yes, right. And yesterday, I tell you, I only did half of the conclusion. So today, I tell the Lord, today I will be led by the Spirit to cut. Right. All of you can read your verses. Right. I don't have to go and say out. But more important, I feel this message need a response. Right. This message need a response. This message you cannot hear and you go out with your own life. Cannot. I tell you, cannot. Right? Yeah. I also need to respond. Right? So this is a conclusion. Now, I want to talk about a spiritual marker. Now, what is a spiritual marker? You remember in the Old Testament, there were times when God did a significant work in the life of Israel. Right? In the, okay. All this, I will just skip. Right? I felt that I don't want to say this. This spiritual marker, they are basically what we call the memorial stone, you know, memorial stone, right? So when the children of Israel experience a mighty miracle from God, you know, so what they do, right? What they do is that, right, to help the people, to help future people remember, God did a great work there, right? So spiritual marker, this is my definition, spiritual marker refer to events in our life where God greatly impact and changes us, all right? Yeah, so it might be an event which God spoke into your life, hopefully today you will hear God speaking, right, that changed the course of your life. And I remembered last week, right? Last week, I was very impacted from our senior pastor. He preached about 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. Right? The Spirit of the Lord came upon you, right? And you shall prophesy with them, and you shall be turned to another man. Everybody say another man. Another man, another woman. All right? I say man, generic. All right? Yes. No, and change to another man, or some verses say change to a different man. Yes. So we need to be different. We cannot be the same old. Well, that's bad English. Same old. Singlish, right? Same old, right? Yeah. So it says here, and verse 7 says, and let it be when these signs are come upon you, you shall do as the occasion serve you, right? For God is with you. So today, let me share with you one marker. This happened many years ago, but do you know that it greatly impacted my life? Even as I'm sharing, I can sense the fire of God now burning, right? So many years ago, I was on the floor. I had a vision. And this vision is a unique vision. It's like I can remember. Some vision, you don't feel, right? In other words, God give you a picture, you see. You understand? Not? Vision got open vision, closed vision. All right, I did a study on that. The vision that I receive, it's not only see, I feel it myself. I feel it myself, right? So what did I feel? I felt the fire of God. Can you believe it? I felt the heat, right? The heat. And I was crying out, oh, fire, fire. It's so hot. And I tell you, my friends who saw me, they know how to leave me alone. Nobody go and touch me and pray, right? Sometimes you have to allow the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is for ministers. When you are doing altar ministry, don't be so quick and lay hands and pray for them. No need. The Holy Spirit can do the job. Sometimes we all interrupt the process now, right? So they leave me alone. Because they know Cynthia is having the thing with the Holy Spirit. They leave me alone. All right. And the fire, I was being nailed to the stake. S-T-K-E. All right. I was like that now. Right. Being nailed. And the fire, normally the fire comes from the bottom. Am I right now? But this time the fire came from my head. Right. So the fire came. It was like liquid fire. I can experience liquid fire. And I found my hair was dropping. Oh, it was scary, Because we all women, our hair important, right? Oh, I see the hair falling. And then the eyebrow also gone, right? Eyebrow gone, the eyelid, my nose melted. Literally, my whole face was gone. And I was in pain. And do you know that in pain, I can go and shout out these words. Sometimes it's so humorous, right? You know, I say, oh God. You know, I say, oh God, my face is gone. Who is going to recognize me? So what does it show? The reputation of Cynthia, right? The self-consciousness, right? It came out from my heart. The Bible says, out of your heart, what? Abundant of the heart, the mouth speaks. I say, God, who can recognize me? My face is gone now. Because you can't recognize me, right? But probably you can recognize my voice. Okay? Yeah, anyway. And then God answered me, God says, Cynthia, why you worry nobody recognize you? Why you worry nobody recognize you as long as I recognize you? Wow. What did I learn from that? I learned many things. Firstly, those of you who are so conscious about your reputation, how you look, how you feel, let me tell you, very hard to be used by God. Right? Yeah. There is a saying that I read somewhere. They say when you are 20 years old, you care about what others think of you. Listen carefully. When you are 40, you really don't care what others think about you. Huh? Now, when you are 60, surely want to know? Because you're all same age, right? When you are 60, to your horror, you discover that actually nobody ever think about you. Now, that is good, right? It's not from the Bible. It's not from me. I said, that's wonderful. So why are we so concerned? Right? Even sometimes I speak, I stammer a lot, all the broken English. So what? Right? You can come and criticize me. Okay, so what? I'm not here to please you. All right? I'm here in obedience to God. Amen. Yes. So why we are all so self-conscious? So the Lord say, all right, this is what I learned. Every time I'm self-conscious, I am a lot of self-consciousness in me, right? Right? God consciousness will be very little. But every time I choose to be God conscious, right? On stage here, I say, God, I want to be 100% God conscious because I'm preaching your word now, right? I'm not giving a talk. I'm not here to entertain them, all this, all right? I'm here to share your word, your living word that has changed me. I'm not saying I'm perfect, right? If I'm perfect, I wouldn't be here, already in heaven, all right? The very fact that is what? That is, I need you more and more. Right? Yeah. So, dear friends, every time we are God conscious, right? The self-conscious will be diminished, right? Quickly. So today, like I said, I have two altar calls, right? Two responses. The first one is that how many of you want to catch the fire? Right? So I'm talking about the baptism of fire. The baptism of fire is biblical, right? It is all in the Gospels, right? Yeah. So these are the verses to prove that the baptism of fire, not only the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is separate. There is a baptism of fire that Jesus said, but hardly we preach about it. And I experience it myself. Right? And secondly, right, the acronym for fire. The first one, F, fervency. Right? I did not get this from a book. Right? It is me. Secondly, I, intimacy with God. The third one, R, restoration of first love. Last, empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, do you need the fire? No? You need to be more fervent? Be honest. Right? Secondly, do you need to grow in intimacy with God? I need to grow in intimacy with God. There are so many things that I don't know. I'm so ignorant. All right? R, have I lost my first love? I have. All right? And lastly, do I need more empowerment of the Holy Spirit? And this one, everybody ought to say, yes. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Yes. So we need the fire of God. We need the fire of God. All right? Yeah. So I do not want to talk about that. All right? Yeah. So before, I will have another response that I need from you is that I feel, what is your assignment today? Right? Because God is going to speak to every one of you, no matter how old you are, how young, what? He's going to give you an assignment. Dear friends, right? I shared with my dear friend, Jessie, not many people I shared with her, I feel that I have 5 years. I'm not saying I will die at the end of 5 years. I don't know or not. But I'm saying that I just felt at the beginning of this year, as I waited upon the Lord, God says, Cynthia, whatever I tell you to do, you have to do it. Because I will give you the strength in the next 5 years. As you know, my condition It's no good. All right. It's only this not a time to share. Last year, I had a terrible time. Last year, I was hospitalized 3 times for bacteria in the blood, for infection, for all kind of things. I had 3 angioplasty ballooning. 3 angio. They had to cut my arm because my fistula was blocked. Every 3 months is blocked. And the doctor say, you don't do anything, it's time for you to go to heaven. Because the right hand cannot do. Right hand, no fistula, only the left hand. Right, I don't know how much time I have. But I say, God, whatever time you give me, I'm going to fulfill your assignment. I'm not going to meet a need. I'm going to hear from you, and I do it. I will submit myself. Right, I know I have some assignment, and at the proper time, I will share with Pastor Joel, I will share with Pastor Chris. And with the blessing of the leadership, I say, God, I will do it. As long as I have the strength, I will do it. All right. And I remember the late Pastor Seward. All right. Yeah. Yeah. He went home with the Lord in a car crash in March 2018. Right. And one of my leaders sent me the text. Right. And I saw the text. And straight away, I heard Father God say, Pastor Rick Seward's mission has been accomplished. He has accomplished his mission. His assignment is over. And I'm taking his home. Right. Do you know that he was instrumental in Uganda? All right. Many years ago in the 1990s. And not only that, right, he started the Timor-Leste network. All right. And now, remember, before he died, he couldn't see the fulfillment of his latest vision, love Japan. Right. He couldn't see because he's gone home with the Lord. But I believe his legacy will be carried on by the other churches in the Love Singapore network. So today, I want to ask you, friends, what is your assignment for the next season? What is your assignment? We have listened enough. Now is the time for us to hear, to obey, and just to act. All right, I want everybody to stand up so the worship team can come. All right, yes, we are not going to have a hype of everything because I believe decision. God give us a will, right, and we make a decision. All right, so whether you come up here or not, right, it's up to you, right. But I would say this is an opportunity. We do not want anyone to pray for you. You can pray directly to God. So those of you, you say, Cynthia, I want to have the fire. I want to catch the fire. I want to experience it personally. You come up here. Those of you who say, Cynthia, I want to receive an assignment from God. I know. I cannot tell you what the assignment. Assignment can be anything. Right? So today, come up and hear God. All right? Yeah. So, Pastor Chris. Yes, quickly. You can come up here and we will pray together.
Lord, I live by every word from your mouth. And I'm like a tree by a stream. I'm bearing fruit, my leaf is green. All that I do is prospering, oh Lord. I live by your word. From your mouth, and I'm like a tree by a stream. I'm bearing fruit, my leaf is green. All that I do is prospering, oh Lord. I live by your word.
Quickly come up, the Lord is speaking to you.
As the rain,
one more time,
as the rain and the snow come down from heaven. And bring forth its fruit. So show me the word that you are speaking.
Oh Lord, hear Lord.
It shall not return empty to you. It shall accomplish your desire. It will surely succeed. Your word transforms the desert. Lord, I live by every word from your mouth. is prospering, O Lord. I live by your word.
Yes, I want you to raise your hands. And you cry out to God. I don't know what you need. All right? Yes. Oh, Rabba, Sharabba, Sandaraba. Yes, just pray in the spirit. Oh, Rabba, Rabba, Soraba, Yanda, Rabba, Shakaraba. Oh, Riando, Lobo, Seraba, Yanda, Rabba. Oh, Rabba, Seriando, Lobo, Shakaraba, Sandaraba. Oh, Lord Jesus, we cry out to you. Oh, baptize us, Lord. Oh, with your fire, oh God. Oh, Rabba, Seraba, Yondo, Lobo, Saraba, Rabba, Yanda. Because we know the fire of God is good. Lord, it is a fire that will not destroy us, but you are fire, God, that will awaken us, that will purify us, oh God. So today as a church, oh God, we say we receive the fire of God. Lord, that we want to be more fervent. Forgive us, oh God, for our lukewarmness. Forgive us for our apathy, oh God. Father, we say, God, we want to be more fervent for you. More fervent for you. Oh God, Father, we pray, oh God, that we want to be more intimate with you, God. We want to spend time with you. We want to hear the voice of the Spirit. Lord, that we can say we can make a difference because you trust us, oh God. Just like you trust Abraham. Father, you reveal to Abraham your plan to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham, Lord, did what was necessary. He interceded for Lord. He interceded for that city, that wicked city. And you spared, oh God. You spared Lord's family. So today we say, God, we want to grow in intimacy with you, Father, because we know, God, as we grow in intimacy with you, you are going to show us, oh God, strategy of warfare, especially our family members who have yet to be slaves, oh God. So we cry out to you, God. Father, we want to grow in intimacy with you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Father, we repent. We repent, oh God, that we have neglected our first love, especially those of us that are older Christians, oh God. Father, we say, forgive us, oh God. Forgive us. And today we say, oh, come, Lord. We want to restore our first love because we say right now, you are the most important person. You are the most important person in our life. And Father, we will love you. We will serve you, Lord, until the day we die and meet you in heaven. And lastly, Father, we pray, empower us. Empower us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Empower us like never before. In everything we do, God, in everything we do, we say we want to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we pray for such a Holy Spirit consciousness, oh God. Father, such a Holy Spirit consciousness. And that's what John the Baptist prayed. John the Baptist prayed, Lord Jesus, increase in my life so that I decrease. And that's basically the Lord is telling me. It is biblical, Cynthia. Self-consciousness had to die. You had to kill the self-consciousness so that I can rise up in you, so that people will see that you are God-conscious. So today I pray for such a God-consciousness in all our lives, oh God. And we thank you. And we believe, God, you can do it in Jesus' name. And so we pray right now, Lord, across this congregation, whether they respond or not, we pray that you have an assignment for us. This assignment is so specific that it will drive us, or it causes us to be restless. Just as I received the call to go to Uganda, I was restless, God. That same restlessness will be upon your people. Not that I'm wicked to pray that, but God, I'm praying that so that they can obey you. Right? So all over this place, right, receive from the word of God today. An assignment, it can be a family matter, it can be a ministry. Right? And some of you need to rise up in your leadership. Right? Yeah, some of you are saying that. You know, some of you are even saying, oh, I have served so long now. This is the time to quit. This is not the time to quit. Quitting is not an option. And some of you are always I can't, you know, C-A-N-T. Or I can't in your vocabulary. Right? The only thing you can say I can't is that I can't sin. Other than that, you got to cancel out I can't. And now you replace your vocabulary with I can. Everybody say I can. I can. Right? I can. And that is what Mother Teresa, right? Mother Teresa said, right? I will read to you. Right? When I read this, I tell you, I was so shaken, you know. Right? Mother Teresa, that this journalist, a journalist interviewed Mother Teresa. You know Mother Teresa, the saint. You know, and she was trying to build an orphanage. An orphanage. And the journalist asked her, Mother Teresa, what can you do with 3 shillings? Right? Because she served in India, so I think it's true. What can you do with 3 shillings? You know what Mother Teresa said? Mother Teresa said, With 3 shillings, treasure cannot do anything. But with God, there's nothing treasure cannot do. I repeat, with 3 shillings, she said, I can't do anything. But 3 shillings with God, I, Mother Teresa, can do everything. Is that your prayer? I pray. Give your 3 shillings to God. All of us. Right? Those of you out there that did not respond. Right? Give your 3 shillings to God. Yeah, I just felt, Pastor Chris, can you just close in prayer, all right, and bless them? Thank you very much.
Come, let's give glory to God. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you. Lord, our hearts are stirred, not just emotionally, Lord. God, we want to offer you our 3 shillings and all that we have. Lord, some of us have more than 3 shillings. But God, we want to be fully dependent on you, Lord. Today, Lord, we ask that your presence will go before us. If your presence do not go before us, Lord, do not send us, Lord. Because we are more concerned about you leading the church than any one of us do, Lord. And so we offer to you ourselves as living sacrifices to honor you and to put our hands to the plow and never look back, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, today as you call out different ages, Lord, you help us to know the assignment that you have given to us, that we will be faithful until we meet you. Thank you, Lord. And so now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and our family members and those we love now and forever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. The service is over. Please stay around for some coffee and fellowship.